Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Beis. We are up to Sif Beis, the top line on page 210. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Haboser, which is unripe grapes, Kol zman shelo higio l'chafol halovon mevarich ola bori pri adama. So long that the boser, these unripe grapes, did not reach the size of a white bean, a pol halovon, so the bracha on them is going to be bari priadoma. Umishu kapol alavon ve'elach, once it reaches that size and onward, mevarech Allah bari priyaitz, then the bracha will be bari priyaitz. Umitol shalo noda lanu shir pol alavon, and since we know the halacha is pol alavon is a determining factor between ha'etz and hadama, but we don't know exactly what that size is, so the Mechaber tells us, la'olam mevarech bari priyadoma, we will always make a bracha on the boser of bari pri adama ad sheyia gadol biyoser, until it gets very large, at which time we will switch over to ha'etz. That is all by grapes. Ushar kol ha'ilan, by all other trees, mi sheyotziu pri, once the pri comes out, mevarchan ola bari pri ha'etz, right away we make a bracha bari pri ha'etz. Ubevat shelo yehe mar o ofetz biyoser, unless the fruit that has come out is very bitter or it's tart, ad she'enu roi l'achil afilu ayidei chak, and your pashuk can't eat it. Even ayidei chak is mamish inedible. For some reason, you're eating it anyway. Da'oz ein mevarachin ala klal. So if it's so tart that you can't even eat it, but you're for some reason eating it, you will not make a bracha. But once it's already somewhat edible, the Mechaber is telling us the bracha will be on other fruit, bari priya eitz. The Ramah says, "V'yesh omrim d'al charuvim einu mevarach bari priyaitz ad sheyiroi behen kemin shar shiro shel charuvim." That when it comes to caribs, you will not make a bracha bari priyaitz until you've seen a chain of caribs. V'chein bezeisim ad sheyigdal hanetz sevivam. And so too, when it comes to olives, you will not make a bracha bari priyaitz until you see a blossom that is around the olives. V'kodem l'chein mevarach bari priyadama. Before that, you'll make a bari priyadama. V'chein ikir, and that is the ikir halacha. So let's summarize the Mechaber. The Mechaber differentiates between boser, which is unripe grapes, and other fruit. When it comes to other fruit, the bracha is always bari priyaitz, unless it is so sour that it's pashut inedible. In that case, you will not make a bracha at all. So it goes from no bracha to bari priyaitz. When it comes to the boser, depending on the size, if it's smaller than the pol halavon, it's hadama. Larger, it's ha'etz. We don't know what pol halavon is, so we just stick with hadama until it is gadol biyoser, and then we switch over to ha'etz. And the Ramah tells us that charuvim and zesim need a little more time before they become bari priyaitz, and that is the charuvim has to be growing in a chain, and the zesim have to have a blossom around them, and before that, they are both going to be bari priyadoma. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph Kepol Halavon Bigodlo. When we say that the boser has to be Kepol Halavon, it talks about a size. Once it reaches the size of Kepol Halavon, so then it becomes Ha'etz. Before that, it is Bari Pri Adama, Sif Katan Yud Beis. Dechol Dover Shegodol Ahailon. Anything that grows on a tree, the Eino Ikar HaPri, and it's not the main fruit of the tree. The bracha is Bari Pri Adama. That's a very important point that Mishabu is telling us. Something that grows on a tree, but it's not the Ikar Pri, does not have the bracha of Ha'etz, it has the bracha of Hadama. And there are two very important notes over here. Number one, note number 17. Vitama Chiluk Bein Anovin L'Shara Peros. Why is there a difference over here in the Mechaber between grapes and all other fruit? Sheba Anovin Ein HaBoser Nechshav L'Ikar HaPri. When it comes to boser, which is a smaller grape, it's an unripe grape, it's not considered the ikra pri, ma she'en kein b'shar peros, which is not the case that we just saw in the Mechaber by other fruit, av she'en ketanim b'yoser, you know that they're very small, nechshavim ki'ikra pri, they're considered like an ikra pri, like we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah shortly, in Sekot and Tazayin, so what's the chiluk? So, kosav alavush mishum she'en ikra pri agefen elo kishiroi lasos imenu yayin. When it comes to grapes, they're different. The ikar purpose of grapes is to make wine. So until it gets to the point that it can make wine, it doesn't have a shame grape. It's not going to be the ikar pri and get a bracha bari priyaitz. That is the explanation of Avush. V'chein bir ha'arach ha'shulchan. Arach ha'shulchan explains the same way. And he writes, shekevan shanovim mi'odim lasos lasiyas yayin. Since grapes are designated for making of wine, The chol's man shall agiu l'shir pull alavan, and so long they're not a certain size of a pull alavan, ain roi lasos mehem yayin, they are not fit for making wine. L'chein ain berchasam ha'etz el adama. Therefore, until that point that they're fit for making wine, the bracha is not a etz; it's only going to be adama. Keshar peros adama, like other fruit that grows in the ground. Mishum shein aleim shem anavim. They're not called anavim until they're fit to make wine, and that's only when they are a certain size, like the pull alavan. Therefore, grapes are different than all fruit. All the other fruit, even if they're small, as we'll see, the bracha is going to be by pre-eitz. Only a grape has to be a certain size. It has to be able to make wine. Then the bracha is pre-eitz. Before that, it's adama. If you look at note number 18 as well, he writes, in terms of grapes that are mukulkul, they're messed up grapes, she'enon mizbashlim la'olam, they're never going to ripen, va'osin mehem chometz, and we make from these types of grapes vinegar. So we're going to see later on, Sheberchasam Shahakal, the bracha on those grapes is Shahakal. Ubir, the Mishabur is going to explain, She'enam domim le'inve boser. It's not similar to what we're discussing over here, the boser, which is the smaller unripe grapes. Shemavarachin aleyam bari piyadamba. So these grapes that are mekulkul, the bracha Shahakal. The boser, which is unripe small grapes, the bracha is adam. What's the chilik? Mishum she'inve boser him anovim gemurim el ashadayin lo nigmuru. They're really full, regular grapes. They're just not fully developed. Masha'enkin anovim mekulkalim. Masha'enkin, what we're going to see later, the bracha is shahakal on anovim mekulkalim. She'enam ondim el lechometz. They're not going anywhere. They're only fit to make vinegar out of them. Ve'enam adithim me'amashkim hayotzim mehem she'berchasim rak shahakal. They're no better than the liquid that comes out of them, which is vinegar, which is shahakal. Therefore, they get the bracha of shahakal, because they will never develop into proper grapes. He continues, note 18, and he writes, "Umashkim hayotzim ischitas inve aboser." Any liquid that comes out from squeezing the inve aboser, the Shai Tshuva writes, "She'enam nechshavim yain." That's not considered wine. The ein mevarchen aleim bar piragafen, and the bracha will not be bar piragafen. The ein mekatshim aleim, and you cannot make kiddush on that wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadosh Yud Gimel. We said that if the boser is smaller than the pol alavon, the bracha is bar piradama. If it's larger than the pol alavon, we said the bracha is bar piradama. But we don't know what the shear of pol alavon is. Says the Mishabura mitol shalom noda, sheyesh kama minim gedolim ugedanim. There are many types of pol alavon, white beans. Some are large, some are small. So we don't know exactly what this is referencing. And therefore, we always make adama until they are very large. Zevkot en yudalud. Mishum de b'di'evit in berach bari priadama al priha etz yotza. Because as we all probably know, b'di'evit, if you make a bari priadama on something that grows from a tree, b'di'evit yotza, because all trees come from the ground, and therefore the safer bet, when you have any kind of suffix, is to make a bari priadama. Like we'll see later in Simon Reish Vav. Umikom makom, but still, b'kigon ze ein lecho mehem kishir shechayev brach achrona. However, when you are in a case of a suffix, you're not sure if it's the size of a pull 11 or not, so the bracha rishonu, we play it safe, we make adoma, but in terms of bracha achrona, it gets complicated, so you don't want to eat the shear that would require a bracha achrona, ela besoch asuda, unless you're eating it in a suda. Kevan shu suffix in mivarech acharem mein shalosh or burn nefashos rabos. It's unclear if it has a din of grapes, in which case the bracha achrona is mein shalosh, it's an ala gefen or ala peros, or is the fruit considered not a grape, and therefore the bracha will be bar nefashos. Therefore, you don't want to have the shear that requires a bracha achrona, unless it is in a suda, in which case you don't need a bracha achrona, it is covered by the benching. We said the bracha will be bar pradama until it is godol bioser, until it's very large, if kadem tesvav. The im lefi maris ayin kvar nigmar bishulo. If from the appearance of looking at it, it appears that it has fully been the vashel, it's fully developed, it's fully grown. Einaf gemina klal begodlo. So we don't care what the exact size is. In other words, the idea of the size is to know when it's fully developed, when it's finished, when the development has finished. But if you see clearly it's fully developed, then it doesn't matter exactly what the size is. Ubechol oven mevarach ola bari priadam. In all cases, you'll make a bari priates rather. Ubechol oven mevarach ola bari priates. If you see it's a fully grown grape and it's fully developed, then you'll make a bari priates. And so too, if the pits from the inside are recognizable from the outside, the vadehu karov lehispashel, that's a sign that it's already fully in hispashel. Then you'll make a bracha according to everyone. Sivkoton tezayin, is going on that which the Mechaber says when it comes to other trees, once the fruit comes out, right away you make a bracha, bread, pre-eats. Like we mentioned before, even though they're very, very small, and grapes that size, you will not make a eitz, you make a adama, but all other fruit, even though they're very small, that is considered the fruit already. As we saw in the notes, it doesn't require that it has any ability to give juices out, and therefore grapes will be a different bracha when it's smaller, but other fruit, when they are small, the bracha will be bar pre-eitz right away. The only exception we said, if it's very bitter, it's very tart, it's not edible, so then you would not make a bracha at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of cutting your zayin offot, it's chometz, it's sour. Yud ches, ad she'en oroi. If it's so sour or so bitter that it's inedible, mevur mizeh, it's clear from here. The im alko ponen nechol ma'ide atchak. If it's edible, even ma'ide atchak, it's tough, but you could eat it and it's considered at least edible ma'ide atchak. Afa gav shechamutzim umarim, even though they're sour and they're bitter. Heim kiderach peros bekatnusam. They are... Even though they're sour and bitter like some fruit are when they're very small, still they're edible. You make on them a bar pure eitz. That is the sheet of the Mechaber. And the Chai Odom and the Olos Ephraim pick Piku Bidin Zeh, they take issue with the Salach of the Mechaber. Vidaitam, and their opinion is that B'kigon Zeh, in this case, where it's barely edible, Einu mevarech elo shahakol. You will not make a bar pre-eitz on these other fruit when they're small and they're barely edible. They are edible by the atchak, but not like the Mechaber who says the bracha se'eitz. They say you'll only make a shahakol. In lo shebishlon oshen miskan ba'ur, unless you sween them and you help them finish developing through fire, the oz mevarech elo bar pre-eitz, then it will get the regular bracha of these fruit, which is bar pre-eitz. Kaven shu pre be'etzim elo shetzarech tikun, because really they are the right fruit, they are a pre. They just need a little fixing, so if you fix it up, you made it into a regular pre, and you will make a bar pre-eitz. So that is a machlokas, regular fruit that are barely edible. They say it's shahakol, unless you fix it up and make it more gishmak, then it's a eitz. The Mechaber says, if it's barely edible, then it was mashma that it would be a bar pre-eitz. Only if it's inedible, then there would be no bracha. He didn't have, in this case, any other level between ha-eitz and no bracha at all. The other acharim disagree, and they say there would be a shahakol along the way. Sivkotin yutes ein mevarchan olav klal. Again, the Mechaber said, if they are inedible and you're eating these small fruit, the bracha will be no bracha. The ke'etz ba'al mechashiv. Since they're inedible, it's considered like eating a piece of the eitz, and therefore there's no bracha. Va'afilu mitkon al yedei ur. Even if you sweened it through fire, gam kein ein mevarch olav rak shahakol. Also in that case, you will only make a shahakol. So if you fix up this inedible fruit and you made it edible through sweetening it through fire, then you are only upgrading it to a shahakol. Ukedin gar'inim shemitkon, like we'll see later on when it comes to seeds or pits that you sweeten, lakamon v'siv gimul. Kosa b'chay odom. The lefize, according to this, minei pero shemirakhin umetagnim bidvash, types of fruit that you're spicing them up or you're frying them in honey, the kayotzi bazer or something similar, but odem ketan in the old while they're very small. Im lo hayu ruuyin lecho kodem rikuchan klal, if they were inedible before you spice them at all, ein mevarchen aleim ki im shahakol la'acha rikuchan. You will only make on them a shahakol after you spice them up. The ayim beberalocha mashikasadnu in tapuchim. Look what we said in the beralocha when it comes to apples. Sivkaton chaf achi roi behem the oz chashe peri. This is going in the Ramah. The Ramah said that when it comes to the chain of caribs, we said till it's a chain, you're not going to make a bar priyaitz. The oz chashe peri, only then when it's in the form of a chain, then it's considered a fruit. Aval koze gamkein dafkein lo hayu marim biyoser. This is all talking again, if they're not very bitter, in which case you would not make a bari pre-eitz, you wouldn't make a bari pre-damah, you wouldn't make a bracha if it's inedible. Sev katan chav aleph mevarich. We said by the olives, if they have a blossom around them, you'll make a bari pre-eitz. Before that, it'll be bari pre-damah. V'chein hiskim ha-mogin avram v'agra. And so too agree the mogin avram and the gra. V'ayin sham bebir agra shem machmir od yoser. Look in the Bir Agro where he's even more machmir than this. Kemoshe Gassan the Bir Alocha, like we'll see shortly in the Bir Alocha. Sivkaton Chav Beis, the olives before they have this nates around them, the bracha is bari priadama. Hainu afilu heim besukim. Even if they are sweet, adayin einam ikar pri. Since they are not the ikar pri, So even if they're sweet, the bracha is not going to be bari per eitz, it will only be bari per adama. I want to just point out a very important bi'alocha over here on page 210. The last bi'alocha, de v'maskil sha'ar kol ha'ilam mishiyotziyu, v'chulei kemin sharshiros. Ayin bebir hagro shecholek al psaka shulchan aruch. So look in the Bir Agra, this is what the Mishabura just referenced, that he argues on the Mechaber, v'huchiach, and he proves, the kol elu hasimonim lo niskuru b'shas, all these signs that are being discussed are not mentioned in the Gemara, rak le'inyin iser kitzitzas ilonos b'shvias. You're not allowed to cut down trees on Shvias, it's only discussed, l'gabi, at what point you can't cut down that tree on Shvias. Aval le'inyin bracha, but when it comes to making a bracha, mistabru de ba'ina dafka mishiagiu la'unos ha'maisros. But says the Gra, that shouldn't determine when you make a bracha, the bracha should be determined when it's chayv and meiser, which is a different time that the rules of Shvias would apply to its tree. V'kodem lochein lochashir pri haru'iyah la'achila. And says the Gra, before a fruit reaches the time that it's chayv and meisros, it would not be considered a pri that's rei la'achila. V'cheinu gam kein das apanim iros. This is not only the Gra, this is also the opinion of the panim iros. Ulefi divreim, according to their words, yishtanu kol hadinim shebisif hazef. According to them, the whole halacha changes in the sif. Tahainu ba'novim bo'ina dafka sheyeiro ha'chatzana mitochan. When it comes to grapes, you with bedafka have to be able to see the pit through the grapes. Ubezeisim mishiaviu shlish. When it comes to olives, they'll have to have grown a third. Ubecharuvim mishiyeiro behen the kudos shechoros. And when it comes to the carobs, you have to see on them black dots. That's a sign that they're starting to blacken. According to the Gra, every single fruit that's mentioned here in the Mechaber, the halacha is not like that. Because the Mechaber is making a tzushtel between when you can't cut down their trees on Shvias to the Bracha, and the Gra argues and says it doesn't go by Shvias, it goes by when these fruit are chayv and maestros, and there's a totally different time. Kimavura ko b'rambam perek beiz milchus maestr ayin shum. The kodim sheigiu l'shirze einu mevarach rak borei pri adam, and all these fruit before they reach the shir that the chayv and meiser, and they're called the pri, they have a bracha borei pri adam. V'yeisad l'divrei me'arambam perakei milchus shmita u'perakhes milchus brachos ayin shom u'kfar nosu v'nosnu b'zachronim. The achronim already handled this discussion. V'inei l'fi divrei hagrova panim me'iros, according to what we're saying now in the grua and the panim me'iros. Mistabra da filu mituk ba'ur lo mahani. Even if you sweeten it with fire, that won't help change the bracha. Kevan she'enu chashu pri. Since it's not considered a fruit, kodem she'gi alono sa maisos. If it didn't reach the right time, it's not shayach to maiser. So it's not a fruit. It doesn't matter what you do to it, how you fix it up, and how gushmak you make it. Ula olam mevarech barei pri adam. And always the bracha will be barei pri adam till this rule will be chayv and maisos. And then the Bir Halacha writes, v'yesh lino kein lamaisa. And one should be knowing this way, lemaisa lechora de bazei yotzim imanoshach. That way, you're yotzim imanoshach because that is the larger size. Umikom makom hanoe kipsak haachronim shenimshichu achar hashulchan aruch. However, if there are those who follow the achronim who are drawn after the mechaber, ein limchos biyodo diyeshla milismoch. Obviously, they have what to rely on, so one should not protest against them. Omnam, however, im loha yeruien lechol rak aydei atchak. If they were inedible, except aydei atchak. Ein levarich barik priya eitz. You should not make a bura per eitz. Rakesh et bishlon o miskam ba'or. Only when you sweeten them or you cook them with fire. Kemoshe kasati mishabura. B'shem achay adam ve'ha'olo sefrayim. We'll stop there in the Bir Halacha. We'll go weiter in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.